Richard, we were stood here a year ago ahead of the Super 8s. Obviously, you're in the top four on that occasion. How do you feel this season's gone for Halifax?
Oh, well, it's obviously not as good as last year. There's been some things that we've improved in some areas. I don't think we've been consistent enough this year. I think the competition is a lot stronger. If you look at the makeup of the top four, there's three different teams in there this year. So that suggests that it's very competitive. We haven't been consistent enough this year. I'm probably not performed against some of the lower teams. I think we've held our own against the top teams in the competition. So that's what we'll look at improving on next year.
Especially when we go back to the summer bash and absolutely smashed feathers off the bat. But I guess in the end of the season, it doesn't really matter too much.
Hey, well, that's the thing. You've got to be good most of the time, but you've got to be outstanding when it counts. Featherstone were, that they put their form up at the end. We obviously didn't. We lost our last three games, which is disappointing. But it's all to play for in the Shield. It's a new experience for us. There is a trophy to get to, a final to get to. Some decent teams in there. Sheffield are playing well, and obviously Bradford. I'm sure they're reeling as well from not getting into the top four. But it's all positive in terms of something to play for.
Now, whether Featherstone and Oldham were in the final last year and they're both in the top four this year, whether that's an omen for next year. But I guess, as you say, it's a trophy. It's a chance to pay back the fans, in a sense.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we need to give a little bit back to the fans. On the field, we've done some outstanding things. As you say, the bash was a great performance and was probably one of our highlights. And obviously, we've had some good results against the Bulls as well. But as I said earlier, we've not been consistent enough throughout the 23 games. We want to be consistent throughout the next 8 games, and if we are, and getting ourselves up in a position where we can get to a semi-final or final, then we'd love that. It would give our fans a great day out.
Finishing in the top four last year, the club took the decision to spend that money on improving the club rather than going full-time. Do you think that was still the right decision to make?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. If you look at, there's not a lot of comparisons, but Sheffield went full-time, and it's probably not worked out how they would have liked. It certainly has off the field for us. We've got our reserve grade, which is thriving. We've signed 5 players out of that, which is phenomenal, really. That investment has already paid for itself. It is a costly one. It is a cost to the club in terms of training facilities, medical staff, extra coaches and what have you, but we feel it's worth it. Our IT department, our finance department is well run. Off the field is now catching up on the field. That said, would have loved to be in the top four? Yes, I would.
If we look at the top four, how it's made up this year, is that a positive for the competition? Obviously not for Halifax, the fact that 3 different clubs are in there, especially in, of course, Batley and Featherstone.
Yeah, it is. That shows that it is an unpredictable league. It's been competitive, and I'm really pleased for the clubs, the part-time clubs that have got in there. Obviously Featherstone and Batley, like ourselves, are part-time, and they've worked hard when it counts. Obviously Lee have got a fantastic opportunity to get into Super League this time. I think last year was probably a year too early. I think they've built this year, and I think they look like a team that could step up, in my opinion. Any game they can be, they give us a right hiding 3 weeks ago at their place, and they look like every inch a Super League team.
No one will want to go to the League Sports League, really, especially the Super League side.
No, they won't. No, they do play a tough physical brand of rugby. They've got some fantastic players there. We couldn't match them this year. We did last year. I thought we matched them last year. We couldn't quite do that this year. They've gone a little bit further away in the competition. We played London at the weekend. I think they'll be stronger with Jamie Soward coming over. I really hope Batley and Featherstone do well, and I'm sure they won't embarrass or disgrace themselves in the top four. They'll do the championship proud.
So the Championship Shield coming up, then a great opportunity to win silver, and of course lay a platform for next season and a challenge once again for the top four.
That's it. Well, we've had the experience of getting in the top four last year. We'll have the experience of the Shield this year. So our following year is made up of which experience do we want to go back to, gents? We'll look at that. But this is important that we remain positive. It's not the end of the world. We've not achieved our goals that we set out with fundamentally. So we'll reassess that. But we can still finish the season on a high. And I think it would be befitting if Halifax and Bradford were there and thereabouts at the end of the year. That'd be great for all fans concerned.
That'd be a great final, wouldn't it? West Yorkshire derby, and plenty of bragging rights on the line as well if that was to come to pass.
If it was, yeah. But Sheffield are playing very well at the moment, and Dewsbury have got a very, very strong squad. And the teams, working, they're all fighting for their lives as well. So there is a lot to play for. I don't think it's a dead rubber by any means. And we're looking forward to it, yeah.